thanks for tuning into a very special Overseas Connection podcast. We, of course, are the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. And today we are actually recording while we're watching the Xbox reveal. And we'll give our instant impressions after the reveal takes place. And, of course, make some comments during it. Joining me today, we have Mr. Christopher Matthew.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. And also from England, Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hello. Unusually, I'm on my bed. But, even more unusually, there's no danger of me falling asleep. I love it.
Yes. Yes, we're recording extra early.
I think there's always a danger of Rich falling asleep.
That's true.
I've just done my din-dins. Great stuff.
All right. Well, dinner out of the way. The Xbox reveal is going to be kicking off any moment now. So we're really just kind of waiting. We wanted to kind of do a little bit of prep. Not anything going to be, you know, normal about this podcast. So no news quiz this week. We're not going to be, you know, doing anything crazy like that. We're not going to talk about what we've been playing. I will, real quickly, though, talk about some new releases right now, because there is some important things happening. The Wii U and the Wii are getting some games, guys.
So, amazing.
I know, it is. So real fast, the rundown for this week's new releases, in case you were curious. Fast and Furious Showdown, Resident Evil Revelations, and Sniper Elite V2 all coming to the Wii U. On WiiWare eShop, you've got LEGO Batman 2 DC Super Heroes, Resident Evil Revelations, and on the Virtual Console, Kirby's Dream Course and Kirby Superstar. Over on the 3DS, another load of games, Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D and Fast and Furious Showdown. On the eWare Shop, you've got Air Battle Hockey 3D, Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D, Groove Heaven 3DS. You've got Sword and Soldiers, the Denpa Men, They Came by the Wave, I have no clue, and Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Shadow Wars. Then, of course, we have Project X Zone, A Lethal Surprise, for a demo on the 3DS, as well as Rabbids Rumble. Moving over to the PS Triple, Fast and Furious Showdown, Resident Evil Revelations, and Worms Collection, all hit in retail. PSN Games, Call of Juarez Gunslinger, Fast and Furious Showdown, Mugen Souls, or Mugen Souls, however you want to pronounce that, and Resident Evil Revelations, all hitting PSN, and a demo for Call of Juarez Gunslinger, and some DLC, Injustice God Among Us Red Sun Pack comes out this week. Nothing really hitting on the PS Vita except for Men's Room Mayhem as a PSN downloadable title. Moving over to the Xbox 360, again, Fast and Furious Showdown, Resident Evil Revelations, and Worms Collection, Call of Juarez Gunslinger, out on Xbox Live Arcade with a free demo, and of course the Injustice God Among Us Red Sun Pack DLC. Last but not least, moving over to PC and Mac, Call of Juarez Gunslinger, Dust and Elysian Tale, Elemental 4, Fallen Enchantress Legendary Heroes, Fast and Furious Showdown, and The Incredibles Adventures of Van Helsing. And that does it for the new releases, and I suppose right now, guys, we can get off some real quick predictions. What are we thinking? Real fast predictions for the next Xbox.
I predict a Blu-ray drive. I predict no user swappable hard drive, so we'll still be paying the 300% markup per gigabyte for Microsoft hard drives. And I predict they're going to talk a lot about streaming video content.
Okay. Rich, give me three predictions.
Increased amounts of outputs, different outputs to what we're used to. I wonder if anything... No, come on. I'll leave that. We'll wait and see. But connectivity, networking, different.
Okay.
Different stuff. And shout out to people that keep linking up now. Getting ready. They're all coming in from work. Dave Dog. Night, Triple XL. Yeah, go on, watch it.
All right, Rich, give me two more predictions. Stay focused, man, stay focused.
Like you were saying, I don't think there's going to be many games. I think there's going to be a lot mentioned about Xbox Live and what their plans are for that. And anything else? Let's see. Integration with social networking. could be a big beast of a thing happening with that. Perhaps linked to the whole Skype thing, but we'll see.
Okay. I like it. Let's see, predictions for me. I am going to predict there will only be one exclusive title from Microsoft Studios revealed on this show. They'll save everything else for E3. It will be a racer, and it will not be Forza. I'm going to predict there for the hard drive, Mr. Matthew, I'm with you. I think that they're going to keep it a proprietary kind of form factor, but I will predict they're going to go solid-state hard drive.
Costly.
Yeah, I don't think they'll go SSD because they're gonna have to keep the price low. But hey, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. And see, last but not least, the controller, the rumors about it remaining largely unchanged will be true, but they will have they will have Bluetooth integrated into it.
PG Tip 77 just came online. Woohoo!
All right, well, that does it for our predictions. Right now, we're going to settle in, and the show's going to get started in a moment. So, yeah, sit back and enjoy, folks. And like I said, we'll throw in commentary as the show goes, but we'll save most of our commentary for the final, you know, afterthoughts and impressions.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, I ain't got these. No, I'm not having this. Tina, Summer for Tina,
we're ready to go. We are moments away. We are seconds away.
Welcome to
a new generation of games, entertainment, and TV. And I have to say, on behalf of myself and all the other Xbox employees, we could not be more thrilled to bring you this moment.
Absolutely. Welcome to our campus. Welcome to our home. This is where we come up with the ideas and the magicians work the wonderful, great stuff that you are about to see. It is the one place. Yeah.
It is pretty incredible the amount of
You may be watching this
you know, tech that they've got involved in getting this broadcasting everywhere
around the world. So welcome it is. Everybody in every country that we're in. I also want to say this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
E3 is right around the corner, and we're going to bring you even more.
Yes.
Oh, look, a flyover.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Flyover to the tent.
Ooh, big tent.
Yes, that was pre-shot, by the way. It is apparently cloudy and raining in Washington Redmond today.
I thought we were about to get some inside the NFL for Redskins practice.
Nice.
Hi, Bill. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who most of these people are.
Hey, it's Cliff. By
bringing gaming to I don't care because I'm 10 seconds behind. To gaming.
Story. I want you to tell every time you think about it, I want you to tell everybody that.
We
Rich.
Added you.
Me.
I will do.
Me.
Definitely hate being 10 seconds behind. I hate it.
Friends.
And with every person we added,
the world we created became richer.
Filled with more joy.
That's Greenberg, I believe.
And
excitement.
And the more of you. No, it's not for me. Games,
the more of you we put in entertainment, the better they became.
Uh-oh, we Japanese developer.
We're already starting about Kinect.
So now,
we're about to change entertainment forever.
Again. Change
Because we're
going to
take all that we learned
in more than 30 years of innovation
and use it to
change
everything.
All this is, for me, is an hour of spoilers from
you
two.
TV are going to have a relationship.
It's
going
to recognize
my name,
my voice, my friends,
my family, my movies, me.
Could be worse, Rich. Could be worse.
All the things I like.
Could be a live sporting event.
Hey, Spielberg.
We're going to use
groundbreaking technology and the power of the cloud
to set my imagination free.
Chris is just going to start.
So this is.
Chris is just going to start chucking random names in there. Total bullshit in a minute.
It's Lucas.
Well, it is interesting because it seems like they made their little montage video of people
alive,
very similar to what Sony did with developers, but those were all like recognizable developers, whereas half those people, I couldn't tell you who they were.
I have no idea who Don Matrick is, but welcome. Welcome to the stage.
He's the chief for Xbox.
Okay.
Ed Honcho.
Pumping house music. Fade out.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of the entire team, thank you for joining us on
Steve
the Microsoft
Jobs came over.
Campus at home of Xbox. I've spent my entire career in interactive entertainment. And I've never been
Steve
more
Jobs
excited
rocked the bald
than
head,
I am
man.
Today.
Swear
because
rock
the turtleneck.
We
That's
put
all
you
he
at
rocked.
The center of a new generation in the living room, where your games look and feel like nothing else.
Yep.
Where your TV
all
becomes
your
more intelligent,
Oh yeah.
Where all talk of about your games. Entertainment comes alive in one place.
A little history lesson.
Ago, Xbox put the most advanced hardware and software in the hands of creators so they could realize new visions for games. We believe in a connected future, so we made an early bet on Xbox Live, a living service that gets better each and every day. Gamers were hungry to adopt emerging technologies.
HD.
And with Xbox 360, we launched the HD era of games. You wanted more competition and bigger communities, so we doubled
Everybody
down on
loved
Xbox
it.
Live. With Kinect,
hey man, don't diss the Kinect. Controller.
I don't have to. Everyone else does.
We brought you new interactive content, two-way TV, fitness, sports, and now, nearly 8 years after our launch, Xbox 360 remains a vibrant
yep.
platform,
TV.
Yep.
All
continuing
kinds of TV.
To lead the industry yep. in sales.
That's what you asked for, Rich.
That's
they
a,
gave
that's
it to
a collage, Greg.
E3,
a montage is kind
we'll
of a big
great right. news about
My
what's
bad,
next
Mister.
On Xbox 360.
Spell correct, grammar mm-hmm. correct.
Hold on, I'm just spotting English ones in there. One, two. I think I spot about four.
$65 billion a year industry.
Well, you only have five channels, so
today,
four of them are there. That's pretty good.
Yeah, bullshit, mate. Maybe 20 years ago.
And entertainment with exciting new ways to play and have fun. Audiences are spending their time enjoying different types of content. Core and casual games, live and recorded television, sports and movies. These stories are lighting up on every device, from the big screen to the tablet to the mobile phone.
Yep. They clearly
the
want to rule the living room.
The oh, we knew that.
With the addition
yeah.
of the cloud
this will be
internet,
the center of your
voice
universe.
And gesture, and more devices. To continue to lead, we must provide compelling answers to new questions. Can we take what you love and make it better? Can we improve a living room that has become too complex, too fragmented,
you know what else
and too
does that?
Slow by
harmonizing your
experience?
The Harmony
Can
remote.
Can we offer new performance
yes.
and power to inspire
the, best remotes
the world's
ever.
Greatest creators?
Controls everything.
Team Xbox is on a new mission.
All in one.
Design and build an all-in-one system to light up a new generation of games, TV,
oh,
and entertainment.
Any guesses on the name? It Xbox, Xbox Fusion, Xbox Now,
hardware,
Next
software
Box.
And services that
Next
put
Box.
You at the center.
Xbox Infinity? What do you think,
and
Rich?
So just well, saying cool. Xbox, I'm just taking
simple,
it as Xbox.
Instant,
Let's see.
And complete.
I think Xbox Infinity.
We believe we can evolve what you love to make it decidedly better and deliver breakthrough innovations.
Here
so,
we go.
It's time for technology to step behind the curtain.
Xbox Fusion.
And for you and your entertainment.
He's going
to
blow our minds
stage.
And introduce Xbox TV.
Today, we're
Here's
thrilled
the
to unveil the ultimate all-in-one home entertainment system. The one with the power to create experiences that look and feel like
After
nothing
the commercial
else.
Break.
The one that makes your TV more intelligent. The one system for a new generation. Ladies and gentlemen,
Xbox One.
Xbox One.
I've not even seen it here.
Oh,
and it's sexy.
It looks like a Betamax player.
It's oh yeah, it's pretty damn sleek, but it is. Look terribly small.
I don't want to say sleek.
Oh, that's nice.
Sleek was not the first word that came to my mind.
Boxy is yeah. probably the better way. Well, I saw the glossiness of it, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, shiny plastic. Oh, look.
Wait a minute.
Integrated Kinect.
Interesting.
Everybody knew that.
No, but if you look at that, the way it's set up with that microphone array. So, literally, that's either infrared or that's microphone. I think that's infrared below.
Ooh. I don't
new
know if I like
controller.
The new controller. It looks pretty close. Yeah, it'll work.
Fucking Denon. Good design.
Yeah.
Cloud powered.
Cloud powered. Interesting.
So it's going to be a pretty hefty box to include that giant box plus the Kinect sensor plus the controller.
Still can get over Xbox One. Didn't see that one coming.
There can be only one.
This is it.
They're going
Xbox
the iPad route.
One.
iPad 1, iPad 2, iPad 3. They decided
yeah,
they
but,
fucked up.
But Apple abandoned that and they went with the new iPad. Remember that was iPad 3.
This system is built to amaze on day one and continuously improve over the generation ahead.
Looks a bit mean.
In designing Xbox One, we've obsessed about every finite detail.
Certainly bigger than I thought it was
going to be. They're going to have to wheel out some impressive specs to get me to adopt it on day one.
The principles we followed were to be simple, instant, and complete. Please welcome Yusuf Mehdi to show some of the new experiences you'll find only on Xbox One.
Yusuf Mehdi. Is this there, Mark Cerny?
Thanks, Don. Good morning. How you guys doing? Here at Xbox, it's no secret that we love gaming. We love the immersive worlds, the epic battles, and the thrill of competing with our friends. With Xbox One, you're going to experience a new generation of gaming like you've never seen before. And you're going to see that in a little bit and a lot more at E3. For now, though, I want to show you how we're going to take that passion for gaming and apply it to your entire TV experience.
Gamers aren't going to be happy about this.
In front of the new Xbox and Kinect. Now, let me set up the aspiration. What if a single device could provide all your entertainment? And what if that device could turn on your TV and talk to all of the devices in your living room? And what if it was always ready and connected? Well, now it's all going to begin with two simple words. Xbox on.
You think this is happening live, or is he, is this pre-recorded? Oh, it's like a little Forza.
And it's that simple. Xbox One instantly recognizes me and gets me to my own personal home screen. No more manual login. No more waiting on system or game updates. Now, the home screen, as you can see, has a familiar interface. But let me point out for you a couple of unique differences. First of all, it'll remember what I was last doing. So, for example, here in the center of the screen, you can see I was playing one of my favorite racing games. This one here is just one of the new amazing Xbox One exclusives you're about to hear a lot more about.
One prediction down.
You can also see I was listening to some music by Deadmau5 and watching a movie. Now, like many of you, I also discovered new entertainment based on what my friends like. And for that, we create a new area called trending. Here I get a snapshot of what is popular in the entertainment world, both with my friends and with the entire Xbox Live community. Of course, I can still browse the great content I've come to love on Xbox, such as games.
I still don't like this
TV
whole waving of the hand thing.
And music. Xbox, go home. Now that you've seen the start screen and home experience, let's do what millions of people do every day when they turn on their TV. Guess what? They watch TV. It sounds simple and obvious, and it should be, but today it isn't because of the need to change inputs to get to live TV. All that is going to change with Xbox One. Let me show you. Xbox, watch TV.
Price is right.
801.
And with that simple command, I'm watching live TV.
I do like that you're not going to have to switch inputs.
I guess, but again,
so this is the programming
it's so easy to do with a Harmony remote.
Hold on. Let me show you how we're going to take live TV and make it not only integral to the Xbox, but also incredibly useful.
The other thing is
through a great new feature called instant
switching.
Hold on, switching.
Instant switching, I guess.
Whoa.
Xbox, game.
That works.
Go to TV. Go to music. Watch TV. Yes,
that's
that,
pretty
who
impressive.
Who's playing that game?
I don't know, but I want to see more of that game.
Come on, it was so good. Let's see it again. Let's see it again. Go to Internet Explorer. Oh, nice. Watch TV. Watch movie. Switching between live TV and all my games entertainment is now as fast as switching channels on your TV remote.
So that's cool.
Now, you've already seen
except
how simple it is to use your hands to
I
navigate
think gamers
the Xbox
are
One. But we're
in larger numbers abandoning live TV altogether.
To control your entire TV experience. Gestures such as grab
true.
And pan and swipe up.
Let some of the other switches are cool, though.
Here's an example of how I can get easily back to my home screen from anywhere in the system. I simply spread my hands, grab
whoa.
The screen, and I'm back home. And if I want to get back to my movie, I grab, and I'm back to the movie. And again, this is not only now simple, but it makes it instant to get what you want. Now, have you ever wanted to do more than one thing at a time when you're watching TV? Of course you have. On Xbox One, the ability to do multiple things at once on your TV is now a reality.
Snap mode.
Snap mode. When,
this
for
is
the
Windows
Xbox.
8. It's going to split screen
Snap
it.
Snap Internet Explorer.
Yep.
With Snap mode, I can run multiple programs alongside one another and easily interact between them without having to shut one down and start up another. Xbox favorites.
That's pretty cool.
Star Trek. Okay, so right now I'm watching Star Trek, and I've heard great things about the sequel, Star Trek Into Darkness. So now I can use Internet
favorites.
Explorer.
Good. That looks more customizable.
Remote control, for example, to watch a trailer, and I can even navigate to find movie times and buy tickets. And again, at any given time now, if I want to go home, I just grab, and I'm home.
All
right.
I'm going to take a guess that this functionality is also
now
being
like
able
to
be done
for
off
you
the controller.
Another amazing thing you can do on your Xbox. Skype.
Oh, Rich, you called it
Skype.
Skype
on Xbox One connects you to family and friends in ways you aren't going to find on other TVs. Not only will you get Skype experiences in widescreen HD with the best living room camera available, but only on Xbox will you be able to do group video calls on your TV. Let's take a look at Skype in Snap mode. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and grab my movie and zoom back to it. And to help you show it off, I've asked my friend DJ, one of the members on our sports team, to call in and help me demonstrate. And right on cue, DJ calls in. Xbox, answer call. Hey, DJ. Thank you for calling in to help me show off Skype in Snap mode. Looks like you're working pretty hard out there.
Hey, Yusuf. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to do it.
You know, it looks like you're doing
oh,
okay.
God, this
so,
means Greg.
I'm looking forward to you showing off the great work we're
just
doing with our
completely
CBS
get us off the Xbox at
well,
any time now.
That's what's coming up next. So why don't you sit back and enjoy
night.
It.
That's yeah, that's why I'm switching to PC fantasy, gaming.
You show the real version. You know, the one where I'm in first place.
Yeah. Skype and call.
And it's just that easy to hang up.
Let me go ahead, though, and show you that Xbox sports offering that DJ was talking about. Xbox, watch ESPN.
Whoa.
All right, let me set up the scene here. Imagine I'm at home watching an NBA game during the regular season, but if you're like me, I like to keep up with my fantasy team. Now what I can do, though, is instead of having to pull out necessarily a separate device, when my player scores here like LeBron, I automatically get an alert that just pops up on the TV, and I can say, Xbox, show
15
fantasy.
Minutes in, and we've only got one game.
And now I get my fantasy players.
Oh, we haven't really even got a game yet.
We did right tease the Forza Motorsport.
True.
Really one of my favorites here. And that's Stats Update Live. But in addition, I can go ahead and check out league standings. And you can see, here's why I passed DJ with that score from LeBron.
You're buffering.
Always good when you're doing the demo.
I hate when
and
the buffer
addition,
happens.
I can go ahead here and I have a nice thing called Featured Highlights. So I can see clips of my favorite players.
Well, I think
done
it's safe to assume
so let me throw this one
that
full screen.
The, you know, the rumors center, of them Justin being Chandler. Heavily entertainment-focused with the next Xbox, I mean, clearly true.
Plays like that.
Yep.
Always very nice. All right, now what you're
some of the stuff's pretty exciting, but I can see where gamers are going to be like, oh, this is going to just be all about TV now.
Or even with
there are some cool features in there, and they are, you know, it is an all-in-one device,
right,
although
finally,
they haven't mentioned where you're getting this
TV
content from.
Watching TV. Anybody?
True.
For me, it's finding what to watch and keeping up with it.
I don't find that very difficult.
The Xbox One Guide. Xbox, show the guide.
Mm.
Now you can find, discover, and watch TV in three powerful new ways. Voice control, search, and navigation. Favorites.
So that's Xfinity right there. So clearly they've done a deal with Comcast.
All my local TV listings right through my Xbox. And I can use my voice to check out what's on. Xbox, Today Show.
So yeah, so what we're seeing right now, they have this overlay of a TV guide.
Watch MTV.
And it looks like it's...
What's on HBO? Pretty cool, huh?
Pulling right off of Xfinity's feed.
Mary and Martha.
I'm not seeing nothing because this is all American. They're obviously cutting out this to
the
English feed. And they've just put a spinning wheel in the middle of my screen.
I think that's absolutely correct, Rich. It's a conspiracy.
Yes,
it is.
Xbox favorites.
Whoa.
The favorites area is an easy way to keep up with all the TV shows that I like to watch. All I have to do is pin the content in one convenient place. It's a lot like having my own personal channel. And finally, there's one of the areas I like the most. Xbox Trending. Trending gives me a glance at what everyone in the
God,
Xbox Live community
trending is
watching.
That's the new catchphrase.
Like
Twitter, man.
It's up to the minute.
Yeah.
From here, I can instantly jump into the most popular shows.
I've got no interest in Twitter being on my console, even though I use it a shit.
Well, he's, I'm just saying, he's using the word trending a lot, and that's from Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you have it. The all-in-one system where it all comes together.
I wouldn't know if it's something that's on the screen because all I've got is a spinning wheel.
Skype and live TV. The one place where you are now at the center of your
I feel bad, Rich.
Place where it's what,
you will be able to watch this after on demand. I know that.
What do you have on your screen? Is it a spinning wheel? Games and entertainment.
No, you're still talking about basketball for me.
Truly intelligent TV.
Oh.
Now I'd like to welcome Warren Whitten to the stage to show you the magic and science that makes all of this possible behind
I'm
the
Xbox
One.
Twitch TV. Here I come. Xbox, you've been denied. There you go. That's my faith in it.
Not a ringing endorsement, Rich, if you can't watch the Xbox reveal on your Xbox.
Terrible, isn't it?
That's ridiculous.
We're driven to build a future-proof system
Mark Whitten's taking
the
stage.
Cloud, smart devices, new content, and new ways to
interact
with all
about
of your entertainment. Yusuf just showed you intelligent
economy
and the high performance of Xbox
Could
One.
Could be wrong, but...
There's an amazing amount of technology that enables all that you've just seen. I'm thrilled to be the one to show you under the hood and give you a taste of what powers the new Xbox. There are three ambitious investments that we made to drive a new generation of entertainment.
Three investments.
First, there's the console and the revolutionary Xbox One architecture. Second, advances with the most important input devices, Kinect, the controller, and Smart Glass. And third, Xbox Live, reinvented by the power of the cloud. So starting with our system, it's connected and ready. It's an elegant design that meets the needs of the new generation. The heart of that system is raw power. From 500 million transistors and 512 megs of RAM in the Xbox 360 to
Why
over
didn't Twitch
5
TV
billion
bring out
transistors
console?
And 8 gigabytes of RAM in Xbox One. USB 3.0, Wi-Fi Direct,
We're getting the hardware specs
a Blu-ray
now.
Drive, a native 64-bit architecture, and variable power states, all while delivering practically silent operation. This is a modern, powerful box engineered to deliver now and well into the future. But it's how we marshal that power, how we create the system that works to deliver the world's greatest games and provides the flexibility to power entirely new, connected experiences. To do this, we've brought technology from across
Definitely
Microsoft
blue, right?
to create an industry first. Yeah. The soul of the new system is the Xbox One architecture. Three operating systems in one.
Three operating systems in one?
The first is the best of our Xbox operating system, made even better by providing deep and instant access to the hardware so that creators have no limits in harnessing the power of Xbox One for cinematic realism. The second is the kernel of Windows, providing consistent access to web-powered applications and experiences.
Windows in the background.
Flexible, powerful, simple. The third connects these two operating systems to create instant switching, multitasking, and effortless control. Only Microsoft and Xbox could bring this level of power, performance, and sophistication to the living room. And it changes everything. The Xbox One architecture enables the new experiences that you just saw from Yusuf. There's no waiting. You can switch to your game like it's a TV channel flip. You can snap Internet Explorer in the new Star Trek movie. But how did the TV know Yusuf and react to his voice? We're bringing a new Kinect sensor paired with every Xbox One, which puts you at the center of your entertainment.
Kinect with every Xbox, that's confirmed.
To respond instantly to you, your voice, and your gestures. Voice is now more conversational, it's faster, and it supports the entire family. And our new proprietary time of flight measures the time, about 13 billionths of a second, that it takes individual photons to bounce off of you to create unprecedented accuracy and precision. Over 2 gigabits of data per second to understand your world. This is rocket science level stuff. Games and applications will create new experiences like you've never seen before. 3 years ago, Kinect ushered in a new capability to make you the controller. Let's take a peek at the power behind the next generation Kinect sensor. We started with the ability to see your world. Now that world
this
is
going to be
crisp,
the hard sell for gamers, I think. Or those that were Kinect haters from before.
As you saw with Yusuf's Skype call, Kinect's camera and Skype offer the best shared communication experience in the living room. In 2010, Kinect layered in an analog understanding of how you move. But in 2013, we revolutionized this capability. There are more joints,
And now, for the first time, understanding the slightest rotation of a wrist or a shoulder. We understand your balance, the transfer of weight from one foot to another, the energy of emotion. When you're exercising, it can read your heartbeat. This is human control for a human experience. Now, we wouldn't bring you next-generation gameplay without innovating on our controller. For the new generation,
pretty bold statement there. I can read your heartbeat.
And we're making it better. The Xbox One controller is updated with over 40 design innovations. It features updated ergonomics and an integrated battery compartment that just fits better for gamers of all ages. New dynamic impulse triggers allow creators to program feedback directly into the triggers. And a newly designed D-pad creates precision for immersive gaming. This is your controller, designed by gamers for gamers for the next generation. We can't talk about input innovation without Smart Glass. Last year, we unveiled Smart Glass to enable your devices to work together with your Xbox.
This will be interesting. Smart Glass.
Your tablet
can
instantly become a remote control and a deep companion experience. We've had over 10 million downloads of Smart Glass for the Xbox 360. But with this new generation,
does this become their second screen experience?
To work with Xbox One because it's natively part of the platform. Connect, controller, Smart Glass. Innovative, familiar devices to control your experience your way. But the real magic is what happens when all of these devices work together to create all new experiences. The new Kinect sensor is the binding power between these devices. When you press power on or volume up, when you change the channel on your Smart Glass device, Kinect seamlessly makes it work. When you pick up your controller, Kinect recognizes you and the controller, and it gets you into your latest game save instantly. Speak, and your troops follow your commands. Raise your controller, and a virtual shield follows. Your devices work in harmony to create a lag-free, instant,
and complete
experience.
Did he just say, oh, raise your shield, your controller? Because Kinect is following you. Got it.
Now, to truly evolve the next generation of games and entertainment, you need access to the most powerful entertainment service. The new Xbox Live is built on Xbox One to amplify an all-new generation. Based on the same membership you have today, but now more powerful, more personal, and more intelligent. When we launched Xbox Live in 2002, it was powered by 500 servers. With the advent of the 360, that number had grown to over 3,000. Today, 15,000 servers power the modern Xbox Live experience. But this year, we will have more than 300,000 servers for Xbox One, more than the entire world's computing power in 1999.
Doubling up
the
Xbox Live servers?
Enabled with all that
so
power.
Up to what, 300,000?
Content is available and it's stored in the cloud so you can access your movies, your music, your games, your saves, anytime, anywhere. As you've seen today, Live brings all new experiences, including Skype, and what's trending across games and entertainment, and of course, intelligent TV. And playing games is brought to a whole new level. Just imagine. You will now have a dedicated game DVR to capture and access your magic moments and save them to the cloud. With our native editing and sharing tools, you'll have the most amazing bragging rights on Xbox Live. Achievements become dynamic.
Game capturing through Xbox Live.
They tell your personal story of how you play, not just what you've done. You'll play richer matches with the future of matchmaking. And our new asynchronous capability will allow you to search for your perfect match in your favorite game while you play another game, while you watch a movie, or while you browse the web. And finally, game developers can take advantage of our worldwide multi-data center infrastructure to drive direct game computation. This means bigger matches with more players. It means living and persistent worlds.
Persistent world MMOs, check. I'm sure we're going to hear about the that sometime soon.
Xbox One architecture. Next generation inputs anchored by Kinect.
Hey man, don't knock it, Greg. If they bring out
you've seen
the zombie game,
but
I'll be
the
happy.
Real magic happens.
Oh no, no, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking
the
it.
The world's greatest creators. I'm proud to introduce Andrew Wilson from Electronic Arts.
Here we go. Finally, some games.
Today marks the beginning of a brand new, broad, strategic partnership between EA and Microsoft. In the months ahead, we will share many of the details of this very special relationship. But for today, I want to start with the world's first look at EA Sports on Xbox One. We share a common vision with Microsoft that games should be intelligent, dynamic, connected, rich with emotion, and most importantly, fun. We're developing four games for Xbox One that are all of this and much, much more. FIFA, Madden NFL, NBA Live, and UFC. All four.
Hey, they're going to try and make the NBA game again.
All four will be revolutionary, and all four will fundamentally change the way you play. Best of all, this new generation will be powered by EA Sports Ignite, an all-new game engine that we're unveiling for the very first time today. EA Sports Ignite is designed specifically to help us blur the line between real and virtual. For us, creating a new engine started by examining what defines sports at the highest level. Instincts and decision-making, human intelligence, speed and agility, true play emotion, dynamic
apparently
environments
Frostbite,
that
not
impact
good enough for
how
sports
the game
games.
Is played, living worlds. This is the essence of sports. Let's hear from some of the best athletes in the world.
The mind is what makes us all different. You know, everyone can hit the gym, but the way we think is what makes us all individuals.
And here we go!
These guys, not only are they big and fast and strong, but they're also extremely smart. I got to pay attention to the way the D-line lines up, how the linebackers are shifted over, whether the safeties are going down or they're rolling back, whether the corners are covered.
These are some futures.
Cover 88.
Intelligence.
For days with that stuff. It is a really mental game, but you just got to make sure you don't get psyched out about it.
Creo que hoy en día el fútbol es cada vez más físico, cada vez más contacto. Creo que tener una buena preparación.
You know, as much as all of this physics stuff with the new engine and, capturing the... We hear this stuff all the time, though. I think every year we've heard EA say something similar to this, so...
And, you know, what I've learned is the lower you are...
I think I'm going to be skeptical until I see it proven.
You're going full speed, you're at an angle, they can't stay with you.
I remember walking out to that arena, there's like these black curtains, and there's this guy, Burt Watson, in the back. He's like the hype man. He's like, you know, let's go, baby. It's your time. It's your time.
Oh, no, no.
It is finally over.
The curtains open up.
Rich, what was that?
Cameras flashing. It's just a... It's such a rush.
Lionel Messi. Best footballer in the world.
Sobre todo cuando juegas en de local y partido grande. Muy lindo. Viví mucho partido de eso, mucho mosaico, como se dice, que fueron jóvenes espectaculares, una sensación muy linda eso.
Did you just say the lower you can go, the further you can go? Is he talking about fellatio?
Much about your head, yes, exactly.
As your feet or your hands. We've built new technology that allows players in the game to make decisions with four times more calculations per second. They'll have a greater field
I've been on mute
of
for about
vision
10 minutes.
And the ability to make smart decisions with awareness, anticipation...
Well, Kinect will cure that for you, Chris.
Yeah.
The new one will know when you want to talk.
That's right.
Yes.
So Xbox, unmute.
We heard that
I'm
beating
sorry,
your
Dave.
Opponent is about inches and angles. That's why we're delivering 10 times more animation depth and detail.
I'm not convinced.
This level of fidelity powers how players will plant, pivot, cut with speed, how they will win with true player motion. We also heard that athletes are fueled by the roar of the crowd.
It just seems like
our
this is the same kind of
worlds,
rabble we've heard
crowds,
from EA year in and year out.
Sidelines, and on Xbox Live,
yeah, they can't say much about sports games, though, can they? That's the only thing they can keep promising. It's better intelligence and stuff.
Right.
We're inspired by the revolutionary Xbox One, and we know gamers will be too. We have much, much more to reveal from across EA very soon, including exclusive content for the most popular mode in the most popular sports game in the world, Ultimate Team in FIFA 14. And only
yep. on Xbox. Ultimate Team can have some kind of exclusivity with Xbox for FIFA. There's a European push there, Rich. That is them coming right at Europe.
EA Sports games
yeah, look 10 seconds after everybody else.
On Xbox One.
So I haven't seen it yet.
Sorry. You have something to be excited about. Promise.
They're trying to push football.
Okay, I'm feeling shades of the 2006 Madden reveal when it came to the new Xbox 360 back then. Now they showed off these images of this fantastic football game, and it turned out to be nothing like what we saw on screen. I would love to see them deliver something of this level.
Yeah, it's not gameplay, is it?
You'll see shortly. I doubt it's gameplay.
It's done a lot.
Are you allowed to jump off the stage like in the side or jump off the side of the ring in the? Ooh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you just can't hold on to the ring. It's the only thing.
Sports. It's in the game.
So for those who are wondering, we're talking about the UFC portion where the guy runs up the side of the cage and kicks the guy in the head. I think I've only seen it happen once in an actual fight.
I've got some parkour. Hey, Phil.
We've joined forces with the industry's premier publishers to bring exclusives, to bring content first to Xbox, and to make our platform the best place to create.
He just didn't, he's big
tug. This is a commitment unlike any previous generation. I believe
you can get out of that
technology at the heart of Xbox One.
Oh man, that's a freaking UFC toe that would obliterate you. Storyteller
and enhance the experience for the gamer, making games more immersive, more personal, nice. And more connected than
so
ever before.
So exclusive reveal coming up here? What do you think?
As the head of Microsoft Studios, I oversee the work of talented creative teams around the globe. These teams are hard at work right now using all the power of Xbox One to build original content and break new ground in game creation and gameplay, to amaze you and your friends and your family, and to showcase the unique capabilities of our platform. That means all of you Xbox fans will get more new innovative games than ever before, along with all your favorite franchises reimagined for a new generation. Let's take a look at one of those blockbuster exclusive franchises now, a franchise that has embodied innovation, quality, and visual excellence. This is Forza Motorsport 5 running on Xbox One.
There you go. Forza Motorsport 5.
Yep. Alright, so I'm not very good at the prediction thing, apparently.
You were half right.
Although, interestingly enough, this looks a lot more like a PGR game than it does a Forza game from the past.
I was thinking Shift.
Tell you what, you know what? If Forza 5 has got all brand new tracks that have never been in the game before, that would amaze me. Do that.
They seem to be at least showing off a new track. I don't recall this track being in Forza before.
They're also showing off a dude drifting.
Yes.
Ah, they're in Italy. Well, surely. Well, mind you, it could be Eastern Europe.
Turn 10 Studios have
look
taken
good.
The very best of
yeah,
Xbox
but I
want to
see what I want to see what it looks like from the view that you see while you're playing.
Generation racing
sure.
Game. Forza Motorsport 5 will be available at launch, and we can't wait to show you more at E3.
For many of us, the thrill of gaming is defined by those first ever game experiences. The first time you earned an achievement. The first time you took your Xbox to a friend's house to play multiplayer in Halo. The first time you painted your car in Forza and traded it online. I've seen how developers are using the magic of the platform to deliver new first-ever
That was chipping like anything on my
feed.
So I'm not getting any sort of quality impressions here.
Multiplayer, multi-device gameplay tailored to the unique capabilities of your
device. Get a chance to go back and watch it again. I think you'll be pretty impressed with what you saw with Forza 5. But again,
it's not gameplay.
Right, exactly. You can all agree to that.
Let me share a glimpse of the future of gaming from a studio that invented the hallmark gameplay technique.
I think I'm about to lose my second
time,
prediction.
And garnered numerous Game of the Year awards with
Max
Payne
forgot what our predictions were.
And Alan Wake.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I did say only one exclusive.
World-class storytellers. They have created a revolutionary entertainment experience that weaves a cinematic action
maybe?
Of intense gameplay
let's
with
have
the
some
tension
of that.
And drama of scripted television.
Can you go back to the old school and call it Alan Wake
Jr.? Has a direct
Jr.
impact on the other. The actions you take and the choices you make shape your experience as the story unfolds. This
Alan 1.
Is Quantum Break.
Do you think it's safe where we're going?
Quantum Break?
Or something completely different.
Okay, sweetheart.
Hey, it's good. New IP.
Yeah.
Little
FMV.
Yeah.
What is it that makes you so different?
Are you sure you want to know?
Pretty sure.
Oh, they're gonna act Cage. Jason!
Uh-oh, fucking neck pinch.
Yep.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Forgot to raise the bridge.
See, that was good stuff that they did in Alan Wake as well. You know, getting live action stuff with video.
Right.
So hopefully they can do some of that.
Time is the fire in which we burn.
Oh, that was an Alan Wake effect there. That was what that's what Duke loves about the vibrating tractors.
Quantum Break.
To jumpstart.
Want to see more?
This new generation of development. Microsoft Studios.
Looks like it could
is
be interesting.
More than ever in studios around the world to create new and original IP for Xbox One. In fact, we have more titles in development now than at any other time in Xbox history. I'm proud to announce that Microsoft Studios plans to release more than 15 exclusive games in the first year of Xbox One.
Yeah, definitely see the Alan Wake heritage in them
are
final screen
franchises.
Grabs that you saw.
Yeah. 15 exclusive games.
We believe that the television screen.
Did you say all of them are brand new franchises?
Most important screen in the home.
No.
I'll tell you in a minute because I was about to say it.
Will make your games and TV come to life in ways that haven't been possible until now. To tell us more about our mission to transform television, please welcome the head of Xbox Entertainment Studios, Nancy Tellem.
Exclusive games doesn't say there's new IPs. Eight new IPs.
It's really a thrill to be here.
Eight new IPs. All right, thank
During
you,
During my years at CBS and Warner
Hey, I'm not, I'm like the guy in the box.
Work with some of the best creative talent
I'm the third ref.
Woman on stage. Who called that? Somebody said that they'd have Pactor, I think,
franchise
said.
And Survivor. Television shows that offer
make sure
proof
they had at least a woman
innovation
on stage.
Is about breaking the rules and betting on the power of invention. Today we stand at the threshold of another great era of groundbreaking television. Xbox is expanding the canvas and conceiving a whole new art form for the creator, for the viewer, for the community, and the industry. Until now, the television
this is that
viewing
original
experience
content stuff that we've
has been
hearing
a
about.
One-way street for the viewer. But now that's about to change. TV on Xbox will immerse you enabling you to virtually jump into the action whenever you desire. For the first time ever, TV will be truly personalized to your tastes and your needs, providing recommendations with amazing precision. And only on Xbox will TV become social in ways unknown to us today, driven and shaped by the community of tens of millions
of Xbox Live. They're doing
an Amazon,
and they're doing a Netflix.
Xbox is about to become the next water cooler. And this is only Act One. At this very moment, our talented teams in Los Angeles, Seattle, Vancouver, and London are using the magic and science of Xbox to rethink dramas, comedies, competition shows, sports, live events, and digital shorts. And one of our first and most important projects Halo. One of the foundations on which Xbox was built has been played for billions of hours by tens of millions of fans. Please welcome my friend and head of 343 Industries, Bonnie Ross.
Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, two women. They are doubling up their efforts on the women on stage.
It's an amazing experience that takes place in a rich and deeply connected sci-fi universe. A universe in which we can tell hundreds of stories. We tell these stories through our games, our novels,
Halo 5,
and most recently, our award-winning
I'm thinking
web
Halo
series,
TV series.
Forward
mm-hmm.
Unto Dawn.
Mm.
At 343, we put
are
a lot of
try to do the Defiance thing where Halo and TV and game are connected?
Xbox One. As a huge fan
kinda hope
of television
not, but
shows
they could be.
Like Breaking Bad, Band of Brothers, and my personal favorite, Game of Thrones, it's been inspiring to see television become a medium to bring the scope and scale of ever more ambitious
Halo Wars,
worlds
MMO.
And adventures to life. I'm excited by the potential of merging the storytelling magic of television with the interactive innovation of Xbox One. So, today, along with Nancy, I'm thrilled to announce a live-action Halo television series created in partnership with 343 Industries and one of the best storytellers
up,
of all time, Mr. Steven Spielberg.
Wow.
Yep.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Nancy. And congratulations to the entire team on the tremendous work going into the future of Xbox.
I was wondering why he was in the montage.
I wish I could be there with you today in person,
Spielberg on board.
All of you here today, I've been playing games for decades. And I even started playing Pong in 1974. And over the years, that experience has exploded from the simple pixels of Pong to worlds that are as immersive as and certainly more physically interactive than those portrayed on the silver screen.
Pong.
And those stories
Greatest
have gotten
ever.
More compelling as the technology has certainly improved. And so for me, the Halo universe is an amazing opportunity to be at that intersection where technology and myth-making meet to produce something really groundbreaking. And I'm incredibly excited about the great journey we're all on, the heroes, worlds, and wonders that Halo will take us on. Thank you.
Well, I pulled out the Pong card.
We are really excited to bring the world of Halo to
Thanks,
Xbox
Rich.
As a premium television series.
Catch up, Rich. Come on.
Thanks, Halo Bonnie. Television series. That could be cool.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Now, before I leave, there's one more piece of news that I'd like to share. For years now, the leading edge of interactive TV on Xbox
I hope Steven Spielberg isn't
has been
part of it just to be a figurehead like a name and that he's actually involved.
I don't like what she said about premium television series.
To enjoy the games and teams they love. So we're determined to
Probably
deliver
to subscribe
even
to Xbox
more
Live.
Innovation
well, if that's all it is,
Xbox
that's okay.
Your home for sports. It's my honor to introduce a game-changing partnership with the most popular league in the United States. This alliance will not only change the fans' viewing experience, but transform the sport itself.
National Football League. NFL.
We've always
been
on the field by trying to make our game more exciting, to make the experience better for our fans.
Okay. If
home,
this is the ticket through
or
Xbox Live,
in the stadium, where we're
with
trying
the
to bring more technology to improve the experience for our
fans. I'm sure you've got to buy Microsoft, just like it was on the PlayStation. You got to buy the Sunday ticket or whatever. Great
technology that empowers people around the globe.
I'm sure, yeah, there'll be a premium to it. But
with Xbox to bring
since I can't
features,
get DirecTV where I'm at,
to people using all assets of the company.
They won't let us put a dish up.
How will this experience be?
I was going to say DirecTV is broadcast by a satellite.
With Xbox, we're going to have exclusive content that we will use.
I may as well leave the room 10 minutes. With talking Connect, about American
with
football.
Some of the innovations our creative teams are doing to bring fantasy football to life, to be able to interact.
There's only
with
10 minutes left, Rich.
To do things using all the devices in your living room as you're participating with your friends. So it's going to be a really rich palette
about
for us to create.
For me.
So it's going to be easier to play fantasy football with the device and a better experience.
Imagine your NFL team integrated with your large screen TV. This is going to be the first time with our partnership.
Look at the Xbox on that stand
in
between
live broadcast. And
it looks like a Betamax player.
Experience where people can see their fantasy
league. I've already had two text messages saying the same thing.
When your favorite player scores a touchdown,
it is pretty boxy.
It's definitely
and it will
spreading
allow
up.
You to also reach out to your friends, make
it
a
reminds
call,
me of my original DVR that I got.
You're enjoying that your friends aren't using the combined assets that we have to make the stadium experience, to make the in-home experience great. That's what our opportunity is.
Well, when we look for partners, we look for the best. And from a technology standpoint, Xbox, Microsoft, there's no one better. Now fans are going to be able to experience football in a way they've never experienced it before. You're going to change the game of football in a way that is just going to be so dramatic and help us really make the game
good old
carry into the next century.
Look for partners, we look for the best. Read into that. We look for the biggest paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We look for the person who can give us the most money.
Right.
This partnership will redefine NFL experiences for the fans through exclusive.
So they didn't really say what that is.
That you'll find only on
it's
Xbox.
Almost like NFL Red Zone.
And it will also change the game for coaches and players through Microsoft technology on the sideline. The NFL on Xbox.
Wait,
just one more reason.
How'd you get
Xbox
from there to
One
there?
Is a must-have system for your living room. I want to thank you for joining us today. We have an ambitious vision for Xbox One to become the all-in-one system.
See, what frustrates me about all of this? I mean,
the
nothing.
One system you're
going to
use
nothing.
And love every single day.
Comparable.
The place where
in
your
Europe.
Games, TV, and entertainment.
You can
come
watch
on.
The NFL in Europe, Rich.
Today, you see how we're transforming TV experiences.
Well, you're not in Europe anyway,
we've
Rich,
the
so don't worry about
and
it.
Magic science behind sure. our system, and you've tasted a new generation of games powered by Xbox One. We've welcomed Steven Spielberg to the Halo universe with the Halo TV series and celebrated an historic partnership with the NFL. I'm pleased to announce
for, like, one more
that
reveal.
We'll be launching Xbox One around the world later this year.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the famous. And one more thing.
Yep, it's coming.
But this is just the beginning. We can't wait
there you
to
go.
Share
there's
the next chapter
around the world later this year. So worldwide launch
at E3.
Later this year.
There,
no specific time frame given. The shell game continues.
Games, including many exclusives that you'll find only on Xbox One. As we set our sights to the future, I'd like to leave you today by presenting a world premiere from one of gaming's great franchises. They helped define excellence on Xbox 360. They found their home with our Xbox Live community. And they are the number one series in games today and one of the biggest franchises in entertainment history. And just like on Xbox 360, all downloadable content for Call of Duty will launch exclusively first on Xbox One. Please welcome Activision Publishing CEO Eric Hirschberg.
So they renewed their Call of Duty exclusivity.
Thank you, Don. It's great to be here.
Now, will it be worth it?
This is a huge day, not just for gaming, but for all of entertainment. Now, just
give
to
me
clear,
new engine gameplay,
I am the
please.
Last human speed bump standing.
Yeah, well, he's taking
the
stage. He's
the
taking
the
stage. The
next
he's taking the stage.
Call of Duty up on that screen in a couple of minutes. So, knowing my audience as I do, I'm going to try to get to it as fast as possible. I think everyone was expecting us to play it safe this year and simply make Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. but we didn't want to do the safe thing. We wanted to do the right thing. And that meant eliminating as many creative restrictions as possible so that our developers could create an entirely new Call of Duty for the next generation. And that's exactly what we're going to deliver with Call of Duty Ghosts. An entirely new world, an entirely new narrative, an entirely new cast of characters, all built on our new next-gen Call of Duty engine. Call of Duty set the gold standard for first-person action in the current gen, and make no mistake,
wait, is it not coming
again with Call of Duty Ghosts for the next gen? We've had a camera crew inside our
Infinity Ward.
They
didn't say anything about Ghosts. I'm not saying anything about Ghosts.
Capturing the creative process as the vision for this game is unfolding.
That's what he's talking about right now.
We want you to be the first to go behind the scenes and take a look at what they've been up to.
So I was wondering, though, is this next gen only?
Here at Infinity Ward, we've had a great time crafting the benchmark of the modern day
shooter
on current gen. And we're really excited that we get to be the studio that brings Call of Duty into the next generation. We have a whole new story with brand new characters, completely new world, and this is powered by a new next gen engine that gives us amazing graphic fidelity and really innovative new ways to play the game. So what we wanted to do is create a cast of characters that you really felt more emotionally attached to. We had the opportunity to work with Steven Gagan. This is the guy that won an Oscar for writing Traffic. He wrote and directed Syriana.
What they really wanted in this game, in Call of Duty Ghosts, is they wanted
impressive cutscenes.
You know, they wanted these characters to feel real.
I'd like to see some
in-game
footage.
So the story opens up with a mass event. America is crippled. Our military forces are devastated. Our government's in disarray. And as the player, you are actually the underdog, fighting back against these superior forces. So the team you're a part of is formed from the remnants of all the U.S. Special Forces.
Ghosts are a super elite fighting force, to like the Spartans all the way through SEAL Team 6. They've adopted every technique that's useful for modern, urban, guerrilla-style fighting.
One of the fascinating new additions to your squad is a dog. We've had dogs in Call of Duty before, but never like this. This is someone you care about. This is a squad member. He does everything from sniffing out explosives to
really
protecting
boring.
The team. So with this next Call of Duty, being in a new world, on a whole new storyline, one of the things that we wanted to do to support that was create a new engine.
Dog technology confirmed.
Our goal this game is to make brand new next-gen characters and weapons that's never been seen before in a Call of Duty game. We have a new tech in the game, Sub-D. The idea is the closer you get to it, the more it tries to maintain any curvature that you see. This is very helpful on weapons, helmets for characters. That makes a huge difference for visual fidelity, what the player sees from a distance as well as close-up.
With a new next-gen console, this is an opportune time for us to reinvent the experience that we deliver. It's important to keep our core philosophies about gameplay drives tech.
Brief
look
at the game.
About the animation features that we've been working on for Call of Duty
Ghosts.
The first things that come to mind
is a quick flash.
We have a new mantle system so that when you're running quickly and you hit a wall, you get this nice boom, you hit it and you leap and you go and you just maintain your momentum. But we have the lean feature that allows you to lean out and lean in and you get a better view of the battlefield. So another feature that we're working with animation is the slide. It allows you to get somewhere quickly, get out of the line of fire, and at the same time do it in a really cool looking way.
We've added fluid dynamics, interactive smoke, and also added an AI system to it. So we have fish.
Lean feature that will be tied in with Kinect.
The poly counts, the texture increases, the shaders, the lighting tech, the level should feel like you're really there, and all the technologies going into it allows you to achieve those goals.
With this being an all-new Call of Duty, we've really taken this opportunity to revamp multiplayer. One of these new MP features that I'm most excited about is dynamic maps. We have everything from bigger quakes and floods down to player-driven actions, doors, explosive traps, things that change the flow of the map. All of this creates a new dynamic experience for the player. Another new feature is character customization. You can choose the heads, you can choose the bodies, you can choose the helmet and gear that you're wearing. You can connect with who you are as a player more so than we've ever done in the past.
I could be on board with some dynamic maps.
And character customization are just two of the new innovations that we're bringing to next-gen multiplayer. We have
have the best fans in the world, and we're committed to creating for them a new next-generation Call of Duty experience. One of the key reasons Call of Duty has been as successful as it is we focus on gameplay. It's the thing we design for. It's the thing that drives our success.
Yeah, I'm not going to say character customization is an innovative thing to bring to.
No, they did that in Rainbow Six Vegas.
Call of Duty,
yeah.
We are still 60 frames a second.
Of course, the destructive maps or the dynamic maps have been there since Battlefield Bad Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think anybody's done it as good as them yet, as far as, like, blowing out walls and stuff. If that whole thing they're talking about is just certain things that trick, you know, right. If you do something, then to me that's not really
Call of Duty
game
we've ever no.
made. And dynamic.
It will be the best yeah. Call of Duty game we've ever
Are
made.
Are they going to actually show forward, not just for a this sizzle reel now?
But also for console gaming. To show you what I mean, we've put together a little comparison video that shows you what's possible on the next gen and put side by side the differences between what we're going to be delivering in Call of Duty Ghosts and what was in Infinity Ward's last game, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, which was state-of-the-art just a very short time ago. And when you look at the differences side-by-side, it's actually pretty stunning. Let's take a look.
I was really surprised they never said 60 frames per second once through that.
Main characters,
that's normally their big thing.
While this asset pushed the limits of what was capable at the time,
we shall see.
The technology employed by the new engine allows us to take the visual fidelity of our models to a whole new level. This next generation head is modeled with multiple features represented. Sub-D, high resolution textures, subsurface skin shaders, multiple lights, and self-casting shadows. Here, you can see the dog model from Modern Warfare 3. Our new dog model is taken from high resolution scans of an actual SEAL Team service dog. Every detail is replicated, right down to the scars on the nose and the tattoo inside
the ear.
Wait a minute.
Floating head?
When playing first-person action games, your character's arms are one of the most looked-at visual elements. The arms in MW3 were beautiful at the time, but the new engine allows for significantly
hairy
increased
arms.
Texture resolution.
Just what I always
this
wanted.
Advancement in technology yes. allows us to convey
this just cracks me up because, of course, you know, in the Sony
bruising,
conference we had, what's his name? Was it David Cage on stage talking about the old man head and all the fidelity?
Here's an example
so here
of
we get Treyarch talking about all of their visual fidelity, and we've got a floating head and now floating arms.
Here's a jungle environment from Ghosts. This scene employs many new tech features, including volumetric lighting, boosted poly count.
Sorry, Richard, spoiler.
Shadows. Okay, you've seen the vision for the game, and you've seen the technology.
It's got scabby knuckles.
You've seen just a few of the ideas that we're bringing to Call of Duty Ghosts inside campaign, new characters, new story, new narratives, and inside multiplayer, dynamic maps, character customization, and there are a lot more new ideas to come. From new co-op ideas to seamless second screen integration
second
to voice
screen.
Commands via Kinect and more. Yep. But now it's time to see it all come together.
All right.
The gameplay you're about to see is running in-engine on the new Xbox hardware. This is the new generation of Call of Duty. On the new generation of Xbox, this is the world premiere of Call of Duty Ghosts.
It's been 10 years. You start to forget the things you should remember.
So right now, getting the big old reveal.
Stop remembering.
It certainly looks pretty.
The things you should forget. We've always had the power. Not anymore.
I know this makes for scintillating podcasting.
All we
but
have is each other.
What are you gonna do?
We're ghosts. Fighting for something. That
is it in the future?
Seems like it's
stand against their enemy.
If it is, it's near future, but you don't know.
But ghosts?
Yeah.
Haunt them.
Just on the heels of maybe Modern Warfare 4.
Well, you said they weren't making Modern Warfare 4.
Well, sorry, Modern Warfare 3.
Oh,
right, like,
hold on, did you
heels
hold
the story.
Just going back to the thing with the story there, it just says we used to have the power, we don't end it anymore, so. Is there some sort of catastrophic event already occurred?
I think COD fans will be happy.
Sure they will.
Yeah. You know, I will say this. Well, we'll save this for our impressions.
Who? 19
days. You know the good thing?
Till E3.
Good thing. I've not seen one horse yet.
No, I think they've done away with the horse level. And, well, that pretty much wraps it up. That is the Xbox reveal. I know Rich is probably still watching like a half hour left of the show, so we'll let him watch that. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our impressions. All right, we are back from the break, and we have all just witnessed the new Xbox reveal. So our instant reactions, and we're getting some feedback now, some rumors. I guess they're rumors because they haven't been confirmed by Microsoft, that kind of thing. So I take everything with a little bit still more grain of salt. But just like the PS4 reveal, there was a lot left unsaid, a lot of things still unknown. And so, you know, we want to dive into a little bit of that. Maybe we just, for now, let's talk about what we saw. And then, you know, we can speak to a couple of the different you know, kind of revelations that came on the heels of the reveal. So first, I guess let's talk about the name.
No one told that.
No, Xbox One. You know, I think I'm fine with the name. It doesn't excite me, but it certainly isn't on the level of like Wii U or anything like that. So.
Yeah,
Xbox One's fine.
It's probably a wise route as well, taking a leaf out of Apple's book. Might get a bit troublesome when they hit 3 because it'll be a bit big.
I don't know why. why is this a page out of Apple's book? I don't get that.
iPad One.
Well, yeah, going back to the iPad One, iPod.
Because it was just called the iPad, and then it was called the iPad 2.
Yeah, iPad 2. Excuse
and
me.
And then it was called the new iPad. So if anything,
they've taken listed as iPad 3, though, weren't they?
They've taken it. Well, people called it the iPad 3, but Apple just called it the new iPad. If anything, they've taken a page out of BMW's book.
Okay, I'll take that. That's BMW's.
I'm just splitting hairs because that's what I do.
That's what you do. All right. So, Xbox One. They revealed the console pretty much. Right away. I mean, we got a glimpse of it within the first, 15 minutes. Full hardware specs were listed out. Although, again, a lot remains to be seen in terms of what they listed out. They listed 8 gigs of RAM. They listed 8-core CPU. But, again, we don't know what level that is. It certainly is in line with a lot of the leaks we saw with the VG leaks back, I want to say 3-4 months back. So, I'm anticipating 8 gigs of DDR3 RAM, not DDR5 or GDR5. I would anticipate that that 8-core CPU is going to be, you know, a midline kind of, you know, similar to what the PlayStation 4 has inside of it from AMD. I do believe we saw Blu-ray. The spec sheet went up and kind of went faster than I got a chance to really look at it.
Yeah, it was Blu-ray.
Yeah, they
USB
did point out
free,
Blu-ray.
USB free, and the high-end Wi-Fi connectivity, so fast Wi-Fi connectivity.
Okay, so
yeah.
The controller itself seems like the form factor was very much unchanged from the previous Xbox, seems.
Yeah, they're saying at the moment it's got force feedback in the triggers and they're about 15% more reactive than the current controller.
Yeah, so that it was one of the big changes. I know that it looks like the start and select buttons have morphed into potentially something very similar. They didn't talk about those buttons, but the appearance for me was a menu button, which could very well be like your start button, and then what appeared to be, you know, potentially your share button. I think it wasn't a dedicated share button, but it was nonetheless a button that looked like it had some kind of like a TV screen on it. So it almost maybe was, you know, again, for sharing out to the internet. Because, again, they still have the guide button up at the top of the controller. It was a fairly sleek, glossy black. The machine had a lot of glossy black finish to it.
Not good for sweaty hands. I like dimpling.
I couldn't tell, and this is, you know, again, I'm not looking right now at any images. I'm not trying to look at any images, but I thought the handles were like a matte finish underneath.
Mm-hmm.
They did say they improved the battery compartment. I guess they made it smaller, but I think we can still expect to see that proprietary, you can either use rechargeable batteries or buy a battery pack to recharge it. I think they're staying with that ideology. No mention of a headset in the box, so we still don't know how they're going to handle communication, but we didn't see any kind of speaker on the controller, so I'm assuming headset is still going to be the main way of communicating for playing games.
No glasses.
No glasses, no virtual reality glasses, no Illumi room. I know that was a big rumor that came out as well. But anyway, getting back on track with the hardware, they also showed off the new Kinect sensor. Seemed to be like a cross between the old Kinect sensor and the Wii U, or not the Wii U, but the Wii bar, the infrared bar, because basically, it looks like, and I could be wrong, it could be the microphone array, but it looked like it had an infrared bar at the bottom of the Kinect sensor, and then it had the lens on the right side and what looked to be the microphone on the left side. So they did away with the dual cameras, which was also something interesting that I was surprised to see, because the current Kinect cameras have two cameras sitting on them, and this only had the one. Or maybe I'm thinking of there's a different sensor.
I only saw one camera, and you're right. The current one does have two cameras.
Three.
There's two cameras and an infrared camera.
Another thing back on the controller, didn't seem as if they took, you know, the premium model controller that they brought out a few years back with the improved D-pad. Looks like they're sticking to the same thing here. Don't look like it's the twist one. That you can twist and let it pop up and for your fighting games.
No, it looked like it was just four directions and that was it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, overall, I think the controller was certainly fine. Let's dive into a little bit of the Xbox, the actual box itself. I'm looking at it now. It's got a front-loading DVD or a Blu-ray drive slot. It looks like it's going to be doing similar to what the PlayStation console, where it's going to actually suck in the disc. It won't actually have a bay drive opening. Instead, it'll just suck it right in. The box itself is very boxy. And a lot of you, Chris, you were mentioning, reminds you of the old beta player.
Yeah, I mean, but I have to also remind myself that doesn't matter, really. Yes, it does look a little boxy, but if it's going to replace other boxes on your entertainment cabinet, then that's okay.
They've also confirmed it's not backwards compatible. That's Mark Whitten, Microsoft's vice president. He said there's no backwards compatibility with 360 titles over Xbox Live or by downloading them.
Interesting. So more to be, well, you know, again, we can talk to that, but in terms of the console design itself, it looks like it is straight up designed to go in an entertainment cabinet. It doesn't appear like it's going to be designed to stand up on its side. It looks like it is a horizontal box. I didn't see anything that indicated it would be something you could stand up on its side.
Yeah.
And again, given what we know now about the very heavy entertainment focus of this box, putting it into your console cabinet along with your cable box or your amplifier, whatever the case may be, it kind of makes sense. I guess I don't know if there's anything else we're missing from the actual console appearance and different devices. So I think maybe we can just move on to the rest of the conference. So they went real heavy entertainment early, which I know for many gamers is not what they wanted to hear. I don't know You know, what are your impressions? I mean, Rich, I know this was kind of one of those fears for you, because for you, you were like, I want something that's going to have a lot of UK focus. And if it doesn't have UK focus on the entertainment side, it feels like it's, who cares?
Yeah, I want to see a freeze frame of the collage they brought up, because I did a quick count while it was on, but I could only see, as far as service providers that are like, for the UK, I only saw about four on there. So, that grid must have been at least 36 different squares, roughly. So, yeah. And for me, as it expanded on as well, the presentations right. that were given with regards to, you know, TV and integration with fantasy leagues and stuff, they don't mean a jot right. to me. They mean nothing, because, you know, I don't partake in any fantasy leagues, and I won't be able to watch the games that they're showing that you can watch, you know, interact with all of these things. So unless they start showing stuff to do with that, then, and this is the point that we knew they were going to be doing all of this stuff to do with entertainment. So moving on from that.
Well, I think that's probably the unknown piece of all of this, and this is something that Chris and I were kind of looking at, and we saw that the example they showed for using the TV and using their guide, you saw clearly Xfinity up in the corner. So, I guess the question comes in, is this something that specifically is going to be done via partnerships? Or is this Xbox able to actually overlay any TV and actually do, you know, similar functionality? Because if that's the case, I think that has a much broader appeal. But if it's only Xfinity or Time Warner Cable and Sky in the UK, that becomes limiting, because certainly not everybody is part of those different.
Well, and if you're not in an area, certainly they're not going to partner with just one cable provider, because that's silly given the geographical restrictions on cable providers. I can only get Time Warner here in New York, and I think where I'm moving to in North Carolina, I can only get Time Warner. It doesn't really matter to me, because I don't have cable anymore.
Right.
But to other people who do, it might. That feature to me, I was like, yeah, that's cool, but yeah.
Did we mention the storage space? Did we? Because I know Greg,
they mentioned storage space.
Yeah, they did.
I don't see it. Did they?
Screen grab. They've got a 500 gigabyte hard drive built in.
That's
on the screen that they put up. So, is this thing recording things as well? So,
that is the assumption that it would be recording.
Yeah.
So recorder or Xbox Live. So I think that's recorded.
It might be using cloud.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Which would make more sense. Which would free the hard drive up, to be, you know, more for downloaded games. There's still so much to remain to be actually known. We saw the instant switching. That was kind of the – I think it is a cool feature that some will – I don't think you know you really want that yet. But when you experience it, or when I saw it on the demo, I was like, okay, you know what? That is pretty damn cool. Where they literally were being able to flop back and forth, instantly switching out. And I'm assuming, again, this would be able to be done through the controller or through Kinect, similar to how, you know, a lot of the functionality with Kinect right now is, where it's, you can use the controller or Kinect for it. But they were using Kinect to drive that, and it was flipping back and forth between live TV and game, and then it was flipping back to the internet browser. So, it's a feature, you know, again, I think this reveal doesn't feel nearly as gamer sexy to me as the PlayStation reveal did. No. But I'm also trying to temper that disappointment with the fact that I think there's a lot under the hood of this console that, at least in my household, potentially could be great.
I mean, we'll probably do our own overall impressions later on, but if I was to do a direct comparison with the PlayStation 1, and I'm not a PlayStation owner, I'm more impressed with the PlayStation 1, to be honest with you. I'm a bit let down, to be honest. What I've seen today. Specs, they've not really gone into too much about the guts of it, and the way that the new box would interact with you and your gaming, even if they're not revealing actual games, it just didn't seem to be that much there for me. Very underwhelmed. Sorry.
You don't apologize to us. You know, that's Microsoft has to be concerned about that. If you know, what they're revealing isn't wowing everybody, I would agree. I'm not like overwhelmed, and maybe it's because of the PlayStation 4 reveal was so gamer focused, and it felt, you know, that really had that new flashy feel. And so a lot of what we saw today felt like, okay, they've done similar to what PlayStation did, or we've already seen a lot of this. I totally get where you're coming from, Rich. I have noticed a number of sites have crashed on the heels of this this reveal. So IGN completely crashed during the actual broadcast of the event. NeoGAF is completely offline at the moment. So what would be two interesting areas to go to.
Just sweeping back to the entertainment side of things as well. I mean, they put a big statement in there with regards to Spielberg and what seemed like they're going down the lines of what Netflix do, where they're basically budgeting for their own programming. And the same with Amazon, they're doing the same. What did you guys think about the fact that they were saying premium with
some of them steps?
Yeah.
if it's like a Netflix series, which at least one of them was pretty good, where you just get it with the subscription, then that's fine. If they're talking about having to buy extra content, then I'm probably not interested.
Right. I mean, again, my take on that was hearing premium to me says you need to be part of Xbox Live.
Gold.
Gold. Sorry. Xbox Live Gold. It would make sense. They have had to, you know, they've got to show value for Xbox Live. And to that extent, you know, comparatively speaking to what we saw, and I mean, we still don't know a lot of what Sony's going to be doing with their PSN Plus, and I know they're going to kind of continue on the same route of offering up some free games as part of PSN Plus, and that's the big draw to that. I think Xbox, you know, Microsoft still has a lot of work to do right now to convince gamers that this is the option to go with over the PlayStation 4.
Is somebody saying to me at the moment, take your subscription that you're going to probably be investing in for the next 5-7 years, and one thing that you're seeing now is that you're going to get loads of entertainment that, and I'm not going to bang on about the English thing, but I'm just going to say entertainment in general. So even if you're in America, you're going to get additional budgeted entertainment that, you know, Halo and whatever. Or I'm going to give you X amount of games for free per month, then I can't see any other way for me, as far as a console is concerned, than going with Sony. And the one of the other things that was, there was just one simple thing they had to mention as well, when they did the first thing to do with profiles and achievements and saying, we're going to be a lot more in depth about what your achievements are and all of that. If they just made that one taboo statement that everybody's been crying out for years, and we know it's probably something that they're going to be doing, but for God's sake, why didn't you just say something along the lines of, your friends list will be so much bigger? Just as one little taste of thought. Like, did I miss that?
They did talk about Skype and how Skype is now going to be integrated into Xbox Live, and through Xbox Live, that's the only place you're going to be able to do like group video chat, which is interesting. Does that mean that that's going away on regular Skype? I don't know.
No, I think it just means that's how they're going to integrate it with the with the Xbox. Now, what would be interesting is if Skype replaces the party system, the much oft maligned crash happy party system.
I think that's going to be the case, to be perfectly honest. It seemed to me that they were saying Skype is the new voice communication for the Xbox. It wasn't super obvious, but I mean, they made enough of a push on that and enough of, you know, kind of talking about the video conference call coming in. And, unfortunately, I think, you know, we were talking over a little bit part of that, but, yeah, that's my anticipation that it will be part of it. I did just see on IGN that Xbox One does not require an internet connection. So apparently, you know, the fears of not being able to use it, I guess that was confirmed on Spike TV via Don Matrick talking to Jeff Keighley. So that's at least one of the things that they – and it was interesting that they didn't address it. I guess that's probably – you know, maybe – some people thought they really needed to address that that issue, but clearly they didn't feel they needed to address it within the conference itself. But it's a tidbit coming out after. From what I understand, Xbox Live cost isn't going to go up, so your current subscription is going to be the same as it was. You know, it'll be the same as it is when it comes out. And I do see, Rich, you're right. No backwards compatibility. So I think that is – it's a disappointment for anybody who currently has a 360 and was thinking, I'll just upgrade into the new system and sell back my 360. You're going to have to really stop and pause in terms of what you want to do. Let's talk – entertainment issues aside and the reveals of all of that, because I think that was, again – not super sexy to us as gamers. I think from a tech standpoint, it's pretty – I think it has a lot of validity in terms of households where people do have, you know, kids. They've got, you know, wives or whatever that, you know, they're wanting to share that TV. Apparently the Xbox is, you know, One is going to allow you to do that with some, you know, kind of picture-in-picture workings with using Windows on the back end. Maybe that's the other thing we – can quickly mention, they did confirm the Windows kernel is on the back end of the system. And given the instant kind of switching and in, you know, in-game switching, being able to just flip back and forth, I have no doubts that the reserve of RAM for that OS is pretty hefty. So 3 gigs wouldn't shock me. Okay, so let's talk about the games. We saw, I believe it was, two Microsoft exclusive games they revealed, Forza 5. So part of my prediction was correct in that I was saying one racing game reveal, but my prediction ended there. So it was Forza. Forza 5 looks really good, but again, all of those racing games often are using the glam shot, if you will. So we didn't really see any in-screen or in-game driving. They also revealed, and now I can't think of the name of it. Rich, maybe you could look it up for me.
Quantum Break?
Yes, Quantum Break. Felt very David Cage-like.
Yeah, but it definitely had overtones of what Remedy's previously done before. The brief shots we saw of... what looked like actual gameplay, they were very reminiscent of Alan Wake, the figures that were walking around and stuff. There was also a visual effect that we're using in cutscenes and in them little snippets that you got that were definitely like shudder shots out of Alan Wake type thing. The stuff that Duke could probably be spitting his coffee out about, what the sort of effects they were using when the tractors came to life and stuff. There's a lot of that in there. And also, we know that when they did Alan Wake, there was a lot of crossover merging of, like, real-life footage. It seems like they've blown that out of the park and gone almost as if you're watching a TV show, whereas previously, you know, due to the limitations probably of the console, you couldn't do that. So it definitely seems like they're pushing the boundaries on that. That looked interesting. But unfortunately, I don't think we've got enough to see enough of it. But then again,
right,
it's just a teaser. So
yeah, I'm, you know, they were pretty true to their words. There were some games shown at the conference, but they're at least, per what they said, reserving everything for E3. They did mention 15 exclusives coming to Xbox One for its launch year, and 8 of those were brand new IP. So that was rather enlightening to hear, but I would like to see more about what these titles are, and I'm sure that's what E3 is going to be all about, because, you know, especially for this console, as of right now, we still, and Rich, I know for sure you and Chris, I'm sure you're, you know, more than happy to stay on your PC if push comes to shove.
Well, that's what they didn't really show me was enough to make me buy one of these day one.
Right.
And what I was telling Rich in the break was these, it's both the Xbox and the PS4 are kind of spec'd out as mid-level PCs. Mid-level PCs that are available right now. So I'm not really that impressed with the hardware. Now, the APU is pretty powerful that Sony's talking about, and being able to develop for a specific set of specs does make it easier to maximize it. But, you know, for half the price of buying a new one, probably I could just upgrade my PC and be ready to go.
Right. And that truly is, I think, the end of the day argument that both Sony and Microsoft need to be making. What are we bringing to the table that's going to make Chris buy a new console? What are they going to do to make Rich want to buy a new console day one? You know, and quite honestly for myself, I plan on getting one of these consoles day one. I want to see more before I'm going to make a final decision. I certainly need to know price. They did confirm that it's going to come out in 2013 worldwide release. But no specific dates given, no price given. So again, I think this shell game between them and Sony, we're going to expect to see more of it. And I have to say, I think I'm pretty convinced now that at least one of these console makers is going to hold out till Gamescom to announce either their price or their final release date.
Going back to what you just said there, Greg, and Chris has just given his thoughts about what his future plans can be. If you've just said that you're definitely up for buying one day one.
Right.
What, given that, where do you lie at the moment? And now having seen the two major console presentations.
Right.
So what are your thoughts, and where do you think your money would go at this point in time? I know you're obviously going to wait and see more, but where would you say you were at the moment?
You know, I really am kind of on the fence. I'm so heavily invested on the Microsoft side of things that it is hard for me to think, no, I'm just going to jump ship over to Sony, because quite frankly, my PS3 really does kind of collect dust until I play an exclusive from that machine. And I'm just not as thrilled with Sony in terms of their user interface for me. I don't really appreciate. So my experience with Sony has been meh, middle of the road. I do love some of their exclusive franchises they have, though. So that is very compelling. What I saw with the PS4, absolutely, from a gaming standpoint, was very exciting. Looking at the Xbox reveal, it definitely was less exciting from a gamer standpoint. Looking at it being a gamer machine, I'm like, oh, well, okay, I didn't see all the kind of games I wanted to see. But I know, especially from recent and, you know, this last generation's history, that the multi-platform titles coming out for these games are basically going to be across-the-board equivalent. The exclusive titles are going to be an important driving factor. And functionality is going to also be kind of an important piece. And I do like the whole TV integration, because I am still a household that has a cable TV subscription. And my wife, you know, she's very comfortable with that. I'm not going to be able to get rid of that anytime soon. And being able to have something where I can, you know, do picture in picture, have the TV playing, you know, in one area of the screen, because we do have a large screen TV. I, you know, have the TV going for her, having my game over maybe in a subscreen, who knows? But that is potentially very attractive. I still want to see how that works more before I'm fully sold on that being, you know, this is a very good solution for me. Because quite frankly, the best solution I've seen so far is the Wii U for that kind of situation where you could just take your game offline, but there's no way in hell I'm buying a Wii U. And I'm not crazy about PlayStation solution for that because that requires me to buy a Vita. And they say, well, you can play your games. All your games can be played on a Vita, but that basically is not – probably not doubling the price of my buy-in, but it's getting close. So I still need to see more. And maybe that's skirting around it too much for you, Rich. I apologize, but, I mean, that's really kind of how I feel. I really, as a gamer, was underwhelmed. But feature-wise, I see a lot of things in there that I'm like, that's pretty damn cool. And I can totally see that working well in my household.
I guess I will get one eventually, probably a year on. You know, I'm not going to jump out and get one right away.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up with both of them eventually because I'm doing my part to stimulate the economy. Right? That's what we do.
That's what we do. Probably some of the last little tidbits from the reveal. They did talk – they went into kind of the entertainment focus again on Microsoft's new kind of creative arm that's making original TV programming. And they announced the Halo TV series for Xbox One. So this was pretty interesting. Steven Spielberg is apparently collaborating with 343 Industry on a Halo television series. That could be fantastic. It could be eh. The Halo series, Halo has always felt like something that was just primed to be made into either a movie or I don't think I ever envisioned a television series, but I think I always envisioned a movie being made from it. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
It'll be interesting. If I don't have to pay extra for it, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I would agree. I will be deeply disappointed.
Here's a thought. Call of Duty Ghosts releases, according to Amazon, 5th of November. If it's going to be on the next gen, does that mean the next gen is out 5th of November?
Well, that's its date normally for releasing it, roughly.
Well, I'm just saying it's Amazon speculating. That's all.
Mm. Well, does Amazon list Call of Duty Ghosts for non-next gen platforms?
Actually, it lists them. Actually, it's got them all listed for current gen. So maybe I'm just talking bollocks.
Well, and that's an interesting thing because Call of Duty. Let's stay focused here real quickly. Rich, what are your thoughts on Halo TV series?
It's probably the same as knowing about the web series. It's nice to know that it'll be instantly accessible via your console, but it's the same sort of thing as Defiance just recently. I mean, I'm a gamer, but I didn't get driven out to go and watch a TV program based on a video game. So,
well, the video game is that's a little different. The TV program Defiance is the main effort. The video game is supporting the TV program.
Yeah, I know, but like I say, my main drive is I'd probably have a cheapened opinion of going out to watch a TV program that's got anything to do with a game.
Fair
Sorry.
Enough. No. Totally legit.
Yep. Yep, that's completely legit. All right, so let's talk Call of Duty real quick. The reveal came on. They talked about, this being the next generation starts now, blah, blah, blah. Look good. Think
yeah.
COD fans are going to be pretty happy.
I would have really liked to have seen, like, they showed some really impressive things that they said were going on in-engine, and that's cool. Well, I really would have liked to have seen something of someone actually playing the game, other than just like that half a second clip that we got.
Which you got at Sony's press conference. They showed you gameplay galore.
Right. But let's face facts also. Sony took they made a 2-hour event. This was, an hour. So I wasn't expecting a lot of, in fact, I didn't expect any on stage demoing of a game. Didn't seem like there was enough time for what they were trying to do.
Well, even if it was
to allow
just
for that.
While that guy was talking.
Right, right. No, I agree. It would have been nice to see gameplay. Don't get me wrong. I just wasn't anticipating it. But it looks good. They announced the exclusivity partnership again. All DLC for Call of Duty games moving forward comes to the Xbox One first. So they renewed that partnership. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that in terms of being surprised by it, because
I'm not surprised.
I half
by
expected it.
I'm annoyed by it.
I half expected it. I also kind of there was a part of me that didn't think they would do it again, just because it seemed like PlayStation 3 numbers for the Call of Duty games had really risen pretty high, and but then again, maybe they did it because of that, because they realized, you know, we still can sell a ton of PlayStation and PC versions of this game, and still get Microsoft to pony up and give
Microsoft
us money
to give us some cash. That's all it was. It's all about the Benjamins.
It is about the Benjamins. Another partnership that they didn't really talk about, so I'm not quite sure what is happening with that, but EA, specifically EA Sports, was talking about their new partnership with Microsoft, and I think this had to do with like Ultimate Season for FIFA, probably Madden, you know, the Ultimate League there as well, is having some kind of exclusivity going on with Xbox and Xbox One.
I have to admit that the whole time that the EA was out there talking, my eyes just glazed over. I don't care about sports games.
You know, I like sports games, but it was not a very energetic, stage presence and presentation. They went into behind the scenes on the new motion tech being used for all these games, and they did announce their new game engine for EA Sports, which I found kind of funny that they have, you know, pretty much tossed aside Frostbite for the sports games, and they've gone with EA Ignite is their new the new game engine. So not that it was that big of a deal, but it was an interesting side note to their presentation. And again, we've seen – they did the sizzle reel trailer where they showed all of these EA Sports games, and they looked fantastic. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen Madden looking better, but it made me instantly harken back to that 2006, you know, EA Madden reveal for the next Xbox, where they showed, you know, the Super Bowl Giants playing, and it looked fantastic. And that game that came out looked nothing like what we saw in that trailer. So I'm – it's very cautious about what EA has shown us versus what we're going to get. All right. So, I mean, that wrapped up, Call of Duty ended out the conference. I think the big surprise from the game side of it was that the second game that they announced after Forza 5, was a new IP, a game that none of us had heard about. And, you know, we were anticipating Alan Wake 2 when we saw Remedy, and they just came out with Quantum Breaker.
I think you were anticipating Alan Wake 2.
Well, once we saw Remedy, how could you not? How could you not be anticipating Alan Wake 2?
Well, I don't know that Remedy makes Alan Wake off the top of my head, so
okay.
I had no preconceived notion.
That was a highlight for me. If I've got to pick a highlight, it was new IP, new game, from the makers of a game that I really enjoyed. So that was my highlight, but it was just scant little to be had from an hour's worth, unfortunately. Oh, I'm so unhappy now.
Well, let's talk about a couple more things, and this is a big one about the whole used games. So according to Kotaku, and this is, I guess, they pulled this off. I think it was Wired was asking about used games. So apparently, if you do have a used game or a game, it will be installed to the hard drive. All game discs are installed to the hard drive to play. Basically said Microsoft did say that if a disc was used with a second account, that owner would be given the option to pay a fee and install the game from the disc, which would then mean that the new account would also own the game and could play it without the disc. So, but what if the second person simply wanted to put the disc in and play the game without installing and without paying extra? In other words, what happens if our traditional concept of the used game? This is a question for which Microsoft did not yet have an answer, and it's surely something the game buyers as well as we will want to know. So well, it's still a little vague, well, Rich. I know what you're going to say. You're jumping off the bridge already.
I'm not jumping off the bridge. I've got a question to pose.
Sure.
If that's the case, and I'm looking at this maybe being a positive scenario, did he actually say it deactivated the first one?
No. It didn't say anything about it deactivating the first one.
So, theoretically, I could go out and buy Halo and then borrow that disc to my friend. My friend puts right. that in, pays a fee. So that fee should be pretty hefty. And then he gets the game as well. And so on and so forth.
That would be my guess. I don't know. I mean, they didn't talk any amounts of fees, but I mean, surely that has to be in the back of somebody's mind with the system.
Maybe it's like a licensing, you know, when you've got like a Netflix account where you've got a certain amount of devices it can go on and then it starts deactivating
right.
on the back end or whatever.
The only thing I can think of is that this game disc, will somehow gets checked up, or maybe there's an initial code you have to enter. And again, this is about the only way I see this working is you buy your new Xbox One disc. It'll have a code in there that'll tie it into your account when you install it in. And then from there, you don't have to have the game disc in, I'm assuming that's what they're meaning. It's just going to be installed on the hard drive and stay there. I could give you the game disc and you could take it to your other, you know, another machine. I'm guessing that's a one-time use code and it would be checked up over Xbox Live. But again, if both Xboxes aren't connected to the internet, what's going to prevent that from happening? I don't know. And I don't know what would happen because clearly they didn't give an answer for if I just put the game into my console and don't install it to the hard drive. And certainly what the fee is going to be. You know, if it's a $5 licensing fee to say, you know, hey, this was a used game that I bought and now I'm going to play it on my machine. So I'll pony up $5 for it. I actually don't really have a problem with that, especially if they're sharing some of that revenue with the publisher and the developer. But if we're talking, you have to pay $30 or something higher. That's a big issue. And this issue would absolutely make me think twice about this Xbox. So that piece alone right there, I think, is very, very important for them to clear up.
And does that, just putting another question into the mix, does that blow up rental services completely?
I don't think it, well, again...
It really does.
And now that I'm thinking about it, at first I was thinking like GameStop, it's not going to hurt them because they'll be able to sell the extra code type thing. But no, for rental services like GameFly, this is potentially damaging. All right, I don't know what other rumors we might have uncovered. Rich, did you have anything else that we haven't talked about yet, or Chris?
No, not really.
It was my overall impression. Are we to there yet? We're there. My overall impression is that the reveal was somewhat lackluster. I didn't see a whole lot that wowed me. There was some neat tech. They did announce some interesting partnerships, but the Call of Duty partnership was no surprise. The EA thing was kind of a snore fest. All the Kinect stuff, I still don't understand why waving my arms is easier than moving my thumb. I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
I'm going to give you my current league table because I've said I'm going to wait and I probably won't buy first day, but my current league table for what I would invest in next at the moment, going on what I've just seen, is
big news. People pay attention. Big news.
PC.
Ooh.
One. I'm going from the top down. PC at number one, Sony number two, and Xbox has got to be number three for me. The only thing I would be missing if I invested in any of them two other options would be an exclusive Remedy game at the moment. Nothing else in that seemed appealing to me. The Kinect thing, I can walk away from a Kinect.
Sure.
My kids possibly couldn't, but I know that I could keep an Xbox 360 in my ass probably for the next 3 years. So I could. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
The kids wouldn't have a problem with it. So if Microsoft want to get me to say yeah, then E3, wow me. Please wow me.
So I think I'm in line with Chris with saying probably 7 out of 10. Wasn't overwhelmed, you know, wasn't like wowed. Again, some cool tech. I liked the Remedy exclusive. Seems pretty intriguing. Something I would want to see more of. There was never anything long enough or explained out in great detail for me to get truly excited about it all. It did feel a little bit rushed, and maybe this was a time where Microsoft should have said, you know what, let's make it an hour and a half. Let's expand out this reveal to be something longer than just an hour. I don't think an hour was enough.
I want to see the next week as far as all the feeds that we take, you know, listen to and right. constantly are aware of. I want to see what the reaction to this is, because the one thing that I know it was 2 hours long, but the PlayStation thing, be it negative or positive, what it did do is drum up hundreds of questions from gamers saying, well, how are they going to follow up from this? That looks really good if they can pull it off. This looks really good if they can pull it off. I haven't got that many questions from this, really, apart from where's the games? And we all know that's going to come in E3. But as a gamer, there was nothing talked about to do with the infrastructure of, like, say, Xbox Live Arcade and what they were going to promise for that. And whereas you was getting that sort of information from the Sony reveal, and it's yeah. just going to be all of them feeds that we listen to throughout the week. It's going to be interesting to hear how they react to this over the next week or so.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think their reaction is going to be very similar to ours. Mm. It's going to be pretty muted. It's going to be like, okay, there was some kind of cool stuff I saw. There's a lot of stuff I saw that I kind of question, and I need to know more. You know, especially about the used games portion of it. You know, that's a big piece of the puzzle that's still missing.
I think it's very telling that they didn't quash anything. That, to me, speaks volumes. The fact that they didn't even mention it properly. You know.
Well, I don't think, to be honest, Rich, I don't think that they needed to be on stage and quashing out every rumor that came up on.
No, I understand that, but what I mean, time will tell. But we're already the stuff that we're getting through the sites at the moment. You know, some hour and a half after the finish, you've got big bodies from Microsoft already talking. So I think the fact that you know that a lot of this is grey and nobody's coming out definitively and saying anything. When they are talking on the subject, because we've seen that mm-hmm. already, that is telling to me. That's saying a lot. But we'll see.
Yeah, I have no doubts they want to quash rumors off stage. I don't think they wanted to address it on stage.
No.
Clearly, what Don Matrick already was saying, you know, it doesn't need to be online to play your games. But it does appear that they are requiring an internet connection. So again, more questions to ask.
Hmm.
So, all right, Chris, anything you want to say before we wrap this podcast up?
Check out my thread for all of your PC building questions.
And there you have it. All right, that does it, gentlemen. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening in. And we'll see you next week.
Toodaloo.
Oh, good boy.